Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. Really pleased to have with me once again Peter Talman. He's the president and CEO of Klondike Gold Corp. Peter has had quite an extensive background as an exploration geologist with a great deal of success finding different kinds of deposits. And you can read his bio at on my page, at this show's page at the Voice America Business Channel, as well as their website at Klondike Gold's website. Peter, thanks for joining me again.
It's great to be back.
Great to have you with me. I'd like to mention always to my listeners, it's Klondike Gold Corp. KG is a symbol in Canada. KDJKGF is down here in the States. 108.7 million shares, 25 cents in U.S. money earlier today, giving it a market cap around 27 million in U.S. dollars, which I think, Peter, is a pretty minuscule market cap compared to what I'm thinking you might be revealing to us in the coming months and years ahead. So I'd like to ask you a little bit about, for an update, but this is what we really want to know, and get an update on what you're doing up there. I know you're working hard during the summer, and I know that you in the past have talked about your project, you sort of similar to the Coffee gold deposit. It's sort of a disseminated gold deposit that was sold off to Goldcorp and made the shareholders of that company, that junior mining company, very happy with the windfall profit. And I like that comparison. But the last time we spoke, you talked a little bit about another kind of style of mineralization that you equated to the Pogo gold deposit, which was a multi-million ounce gold deposit. Talk to us about Pogo and how it might compare with what you have.
Well, and this goes back to, I think I heard you talk about the Klondike gold fields, and the Klondike is known kind of for flashy, high-grade, nuggety gold in quartz veins, which is very much like Pogo, but also there's a component of disseminated finer gold, which is also recovered from the placer. So looking at that compared to where did that come from, we've found two different styles of mineralization. So geologically, the Klondike is very similar. Same rocks as Kaminak, so the Coffee deposit, exactly the same age, same style, same structure. And at Coffee, there's disseminated gold. Theirs is microscopic, so it needed cyanide to leach out. Ours, we have a zone of disseminated gold at Lone Star. The gold at Lone Star is actually millimeter size, so you can see it, but it's disseminated throughout the rock exactly the same way as the Kaminak deposits were formed. And so we know now that Lone Star is the source of all the gold in Bonanza Creek, which is one of the discovery creeks of the Klondike placer. What we started looking at, though, was where did those quartz veins come from? How do they relate to Lone Star? And what we have been exploring is another zone called Nugget, which is a parallel trend to Lone Star, and each of these are kilometers long, appreciate, where there's lots of nuggety gold, and we couldn't drill that. We've had difficulty with Nugget trying to formalize how it occurs and where it goes, and one of the comparisons structurally is Pogo, where there's an extension. It's kind of technical, but there's an extension direction that kind of goes off at right angles to the trend that we have been drilling, and actually everybody in the history of the Klondike has kind of drilled it one way. Mm-hmm. And here's something that's going 90 degrees that is Pogo, potentially. We should go look for it. And so we did some kind of desktop research over the winter, and we've been trenching this year and also begun drilling it, and there are Pogo-like veins on the property for sure. They are full of gold. They have nuggets in them, and so that concept is correct. Whether or not that leads to a Pogo deposit, but we definitely have Pogo-style mineralization here.
All right, so you've started drilling those structures, Peter?
Yes, we started, I don't know, it's a blur, but I'd say we've been 3 weeks into this now, three weeks to a month. I emailed you a little bit. We're having a little bit of a slowdown because there's a forest fire burning outside of Dawson. We had to contribute some of our heavy equipment to go fight that. and it slowed down our exploration plans a little. But we just had some big rains the last couple of days, so that's knocked it down, and we're back on track.
All right, so what, in general now, what are your objectives for this year's drill season, and how long will it go on?
The two main targets are Nugget, which is the coarse nuggety gold, the Nugget Zone, which is, we have it in outcrop over 2.2 kilometers, and we're drilling it now in a couple of different directions, trying to look for pogo-like extensions to it. That's more exploration generative in scope. And then very soon, because we're just about finished that, we're going to move the drills to Lone Star. And Lone Star is this disseminated zone. We have it over many kilometers. We've drilled 1 kilometer. We have a developing resource there. And what we're going to try to do is double that this year. And so we've drilled 1 kilometer at 50-meter centers, and we're going to begin to do the next kilometer and hope to complete that fully this year. And that's substantial for the company, because Lone Star currently holds the bulk of our potential resource, and showing that it doubles would be a really good thing.
And you haven't really put out a public resource number yet, though. Would you expect to do that at the end of this year?
No. The strategy is the strategy is to hit something close to 2 million ounces as a resource, as a first resource. So we're substantively along that, but companies in the Yukon have been punished for sub 2 million. And I think this project, we have multi-million ounces in view now, and so we think we can get to 2 million relatively quickly, but it won't be this year.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think if you you say you have a million or less than 2 million ounces, and it turns out you have 5 or 10, you'll get sold short. Essentially, the investors will say, I've got more exciting places to go. I see you later. And so that makes a lot of sense. And certainly, another company that we're following, Great Bear Resources, has that sort of strategy in mind too, not to be too quick with a resource when you might have something much larger. And certainly the scope of what you've got there, Peter, over 55 kilometers long, this whole area, this whole district, it's really huge. So go ahead.
Well, and we've proven that, we're working a very small area at one end of the property, and we've literally drilled only 4 holes outside of that, and that's at the very other end, 55 kilometers away. And those have hit the same style of mineralization on a similar gold mineralized structure. So we that indicates that the entirety of the belt is potentially mineralized. And so there's huge potential here, yes. That's exactly why we're not in a rush to publish a resource.
So I'm really anxious to see what comes out of this high-grade drilling that you're doing on the coarse nuggety targets, because that's where the exciting numbers could potentially come from. Obviously, a resource is important too, but I think that's what could drive your stock. When might we see some news then? What is your best estimate in terms of when we might actually get some drill results from these high-grade targets?
When I started the summer, I figured we'd have stuff about now, because we've been a little bit delayed getting going and some of the other things going on. It's coming soon. It'll be the end of the month, I think, for the first drill results. And from there, then it's just it'll continue through August and into September with results all the way through, like probably once a week, something like that.
I understand you're at a conference now. What is the conference? What is it dealing with?
It's the Yukon Mining Investment Conference, and it's hosted in Dawson. So it's around the corner from my office here where I'm sitting now. They've attracted a bunch of really high-end fund analysts and other market participants, and we have one-on-one interviews for this entire day, and then the analysts go on tours to the various properties in the Yukon. So So it's promoting really the jurisdiction of the Yukon, which is a really good one, and all the mineral wealth that's here. Most of the projects are gold projects, and I got to say, I've had a really good morning with some very, very high-end analysts who are impressed with what we've done so far.
Excellent. So we can look forward to the drill results coming out, and I think you indicated there may be some other news that's coming out even before that, possibly.
Yeah, well, we have the results of our, you know, the early regional programs. So we flew a LIDAR survey, some soil surveys. Anyway, some of that generative work that actually led to where we're drilling. So that those final results, I'm actually expecting them today or tomorrow, and there'll be a news release right away to summarize that.
So this will help investors understand why you're drilling, where you are, and also help them understand what the prospects are, I think, of coming up with something that's important.
That's yes, the prospects and also the scope of, particularly at Lone Star, the scope is really big, and I think the results are going to kind of preface that so that when you get the drill results, you'll have some idea of, hey, it's big, and it's going to get bigger.
Wonderful. It's a great story, Peter. That's really one of my largest personal holdings, as you know. I think I've told you that, and it really is something I'm watching. I mean, this is where the real wealth creation is in the discovery of these major deposits, and I think you have a real chance for joining some of the other select companies that have really found some great deposits in the last year or so. So, really glad to have you on again with me, and look forward to keeping up with your story going forward.
Thank you, Jay. It's great being on.
Great to have you, and all the best. We'll be watching for press releases, that's for sure, and we'll pass them on to our listeners before you come on the next time. Thanks so much.